Okay, so we're sitting kind of in the back of one of the rooms of the Assembly Library, and I have with me Ingrid Mercer, who's the Senior Librarian. So Ingrid, can you tell us a little bit about why there is a library in the middle of Parliament buildings? It seems it's got great kind of bookcases with colourful tomes on it, but why do the MLAs need a library?
Right. The library is here to enable the members to achieve their Assembly business, also to support researchers and the Secretariat staff in achieving their duties. What you see in the shelves is mainly the tip of the iceberg. What we have is a vast amount of e-resources and e-services that are accessible to members or staff and staff of the Secretariat. The reason that we're here is to provide an information and research service which informs the debate and informs the parliamentary process.
Okay, so Michael, you might be able to describe kind of what you do.
Yes, I'm a research officer. We provide a neutral and non-partisan research service for members, committees, and generally for the work of the Assembly, in order to inform the legislative process and the policy development process that members undertake. So we would provide in-depth analysis and research products according to members' needs and the needs of the Assembly business.
So what would be some examples of things that you've been asked to produce or proactively kind of produce to help them over the last few months?
Well, for example, if there's a piece of legislation passing through, the Assembly would write bill papers that shows comparative analysis, of the issues contained within the proposed legislation. If there's a particular issue that comes up in a committee, for example, then a researcher might be asked to write a paper on those particular issues and looking wider, what happens in other legislatures, what happens in other jurisdictions, and then compare that with how the situation is here.
I've talked to one MLA already this morning who kind of said he was overworked, an awful lot of constituency questions, spends a lot of time trying to fix that kind of thing. You're actually here to partly help with that. You have services that can help him and his constituency office as well.
We have a whole range of services. One of the key services is the inquiry service, which again is a non-partisan, confidential service delivered by librarians who are qualified in information retrieval skills. So we deal with about 5,000 inquiries per annum from members and researchers. The library service provides information packs. We will see the members in the chamber referring to the packs. So they are praised very highly as a product from the RAIA service, which provides background information and informs debate. We heavily market our service, so every year we visit every constituency office across Northern Ireland, and the purpose of that is to enable members and their staff to do it for themselves. So we will introduce them to electronic services, to Horizon, which is a current awareness product, and to AIMS, which is the Assembly Information Management System and contains information on members' debates and questions. So that's just a very limited sketch of what we do. Vast range of e-services that really can enable members to find the information they need.
If I kind of play devil's advocate for a second, in an age of austerity, should the MLAs not be told to either go onto Google or get the departments to kind of provide the information? Why the need to have something as independent? I'm sure the departments can be trusted not to spin things to fit their own policies.
I think that's a very common assumption. The reason why we are qualified librarians and qualified researchers is because we have specialist information retrieval skills that you most certainly won't find on Google. So the whole reason that we can provide this service and the reason we should provide this service is that we're experts and that we will provide non-partisan, reliable information in a timely manner and in the format that's required.
What are some of the most fun things that you've discovered in this process? I mean, you obviously get a lot of requests from MLAs and from committees. I mean, what are some of the interesting things you've kind of unearthed?
When did Sunday betting become legal in the Republic? And the answer is 1931. Legislation on betting was updated in 1998 to allow Sunday betting on certain Sundays of the year, e.g. during the racing season. So I guess that's just a little sample of some of the off the beaten tracks that we might get. Can you supply company reports, that sort of thing? a list of addresses for Northern Ireland sports recreational governing bodies. We would do an awful lot for external liaison in terms of identifying companies that they might invite to, say, the Balmoral Show, etc.
Right.
Do you have a biography of Isaac Butt?
Who is Isaac Butt?
Can't tell you, but of course we do.
Yeah.
What is the oldest book in the library? A copy of Holinshed's Chronicles, printed in 1577. This was Shakespeare's source for the plot of Macbeth. I need some jokes for an after-dinner speech tonight. Plenty of books with appropriate suggestions, and you can find those in the library catalogue.
So you, actually, you have humour as well as other things. I mean, you have a lot of historical minutes and papers at the tweet-up. Earlier this year, I remember a couple of us got into the back room and found there had been a Northern Ireland government when I was born, turns out. And we could kind of, you could turn up the page and find what they were talking about on your birthday. Are those actually of much use? Do people actually go back and look at what has been discussed in the past, or are they all really concerned just about the future?
Well, I suppose it's a combination of coming to terms with the past and an interest in the past and how that influences the present and the future. So there will be a lot of interest in what's gone on before, particularly if you're, if there's, for example, if there's a piece of legislation that's being proposed, then it's very important to go back and see what's been proposed in the past and what the different arguments have been for and against. So it's quite useful having those records there.
So history repeats itself, so arguments should be revisited.
Since similar issues do come up, and it is important to look in depth into what kind of arguments were put at the time as to why things should or shouldn't be done. But of course, you know, things move on, and we're looking at a modern context. So it's also important, as well as sort of comparing and contrasting with other jurisdictions, it's also interesting to compare and contrast with the past and the present.
Finally, obviously, qualified librarians, researchers, even an academic and a professional kind of background to this. How does the service compare with, say, Wales and Scotland, which are in a very kind of similar position of having devolution, having elected members and so on? Is there much kind of crossover between you?
We work very, very closely with other jurisdictions. Each year we have the IPRIN conference, which is an annual event that brings together all the jurisdictions. So Wales, Scotland, House of Commons, House of Lords, ourselves. So we share information, we will share best practice, we will share benchmarking. So for instance, we've had a massive exercise with the House of Commons where they were indexing our material until we got the Assembly Information Management System on board. So we've been working very closely with them doing that work. Similar work has gone on in SPICE. So we've been visiting them, they've been visiting us, learning from one another's expertise. A whole host of cross working really to get best value for money and to identify best practice.
And do you enjoy this, working in this environment, working with this information?
Absolutely enjoy working in the information. I've spent 25 years working in public libraries, so it's quite a contrast when you're not regularly receiving families in and the public, but it is very much the same set of skills and expertise that you utilise regardless of the environment.
I should really ask, do MLAs leave books back late?
Sometimes they might need to be encouraged to return their books, but that's human nature and it happens everywhere.
That was very delicately put. Thank you very much, Ingrid and Michael.